From WGCU News, this is Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. Bat maternity season starts tomorrow, which means if one has taken roost in your eaves, it's illegal to put up bat exclusion materials until after August 15th, the end of their maternity season. Today on the show, we're talking with a zoologist and a bat expert about these flying mammals who, whether you love them or fear them, are an important part of Florida's ecosystem. We'll also learn about the federally endangered bat species, which is only found right here in Southwest Florida. Plus, as high season winds down in Southwest Florida and snowbirds pack up and head north, restaurants and nonprofits look at dwindling sales and fewer contributions. In an effort to combat that, a local group created Naples Restaurant Week to bring attention to the local dining scene. They've partnered with the Naples Humane Society for an upcoming event called First Bite, which previews the dishes on offer during Restaurant Week while raising money for shelter animals. We'll talk with organizers about their uniquely united approach to keep businesses and charity going. First, the news. Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. This is Gulf Coast Live. Anyone who has lived in Southwest Florida for any amount of time knows that this weekend marks the end of high season. While the summertime drop-off is a little less staggering as it once was, thanks to more people choosing to stay here year-round, there's still a marked difference in sales receipts if you compare February with, say, August. That's why a local week-long event is scheduled for the beginning of June. It's called Naples Restaurant Week, and it's a partnership that includes multiple restaurants and charities to offer a price-fixed special menu for a week. The goal is to offer people a reasonably priced, sometimes multi-course dinner to reacquaint them with the restaurants that they might not have been able to get into during the hectic high season. It's also a chance to dine with a purpose, as proceeds go to help local charities. A preview event for this year's Naples Restaurant Week will be held at the beginning of May, where restaurants will unveil their menu offerings at a reveal party called First Bite. The beneficiary of this aptly named event is the Naples Humane Society. Joining us to talk about Naples Restaurant Week are organizers Guy Clark and Rafael Feliciano. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Also, we have Rachel Johnson from the Naples Humane Society. Thanks so much for coming in.
You're so welcome.
We are talking about Naples Restaurant Week and its premier event, First Bite, which is coming up. We're also talking about the impending slow season and what it will mean for our local businesses and charities. Call in to share your thoughts at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media, and on Twitter, we are at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. First, Guy Clark, tell me a little bit about the inspiration behind Naples Restaurant Week. Where did this idea come from?
Well, actually, that's probably a better question for Rafael, because Rafael had started Restaurant Week up prior to me coming on board this last winter.
Okay, so Rafael, tell me, where did it come from?
So Restaurant Week, it really started from just traveling and seeing what's going on in other cities, especially here in Florida, in which restaurants really highlighted Southwest Florida. And we saw that I definitely had the opportunity to see that there was a lack of that focus here and how important it was. In the last few years, we've had a lot of great chefs come to this area because obviously some of them retire, some of them want to live here. And then we also saw that a lot more new restaurants were opening up too. So it was really that void that allowed Restaurant Week to really happen.
Mm-hmm. So what about the timing there, right at the beginning of June, right when everything kind of takes a nosedive?
Well, Restaurant Week is bigger than us because Restaurant Week is a national event. This is our local community level. Restaurant Week itself was created. It was invented during the slow time of year for all major cities. So naturally for us, being as seasonal as we are, having, you know, the slow pit of the summer, having that drawback after Thanksgiving before Christmas, it was really meant to really bring business to the restaurants and just to bring the locals out. So that's why we do it in the summer. We have our event June 1st to the 14th, and then we have our next event, which is – we call that the winter edition, which is November 30th through December 13th.
It's good not to do it in the middle of high season around here because people are just crazy.
It's
just nuts. I mean, you can't get it anywhere. And everybody's so busy they can't think about it. So, and then you have this reveal gala coming up in early May. What's that about?
So the reveal gala is basically like the food gala event of the year that you probably don't want to miss. We take 30 of at least of our 45 restaurants. That's who's part of Naples Restaurant Week. And we take 30 of them. We put them under one roof and they serve sample items of their Restaurant Week menu. So you're getting some celebrity chefs. You're getting some James Beard Award winning chefs. You're getting some of your favorite locals that are here from the area. And they're just providing their food and they're showcasing it. And then the great part of it is that all tickets for this event are going to raise money for the Humane Society of Naples.
And that's what I wanted to talk about next. Rachel Johnson from the Naples Humane Society. The slow season is never fun for anybody, but it's also got to be kind of hard for charity organizations as well.
Right. So we have about 6 to 7 annual fundraising events we do a year, but this is just adding one huge element to it during a slow period for us.
Yeah. So what does the slow season do for you? I mean, how much does it hurt the Humane Society when you go into like June, July, August, September?
Well, that's high kitten season. So adoption rates are up, but we like to get the community involved during a slow period.
Do you see more pets coming in over the summertime?
For sure.
And then fewer people coming in to adopt them? So does that put a crunch on you financially?
Yes and no. Fundraising events like this that are put on for us really help since we're locally funded. So it's always great to have that partnership.
Yeah, but you're going to be spending more money on cat litter and cat feed.
Of course.
And dog feed.
So the proceeds from the ticket sales and whatever else we do at this First Bite menu release party will benefit the shelter.
When people start heading up north to go the snowbirds when they take off, do any of them leave their pets behind? Does that ever happen? Is that a phenomenon you see?
Leave them behind.
Like leave their pets, just leave them at the Humane Society, like they're not going to take them back.
We have a boarding facility, so we're able to accommodate that, but they're not surrendered because they're moving, no.
Okay. Well, I was just curious. And then maybe another thing in the summertime, I'm thinking about the service industry, how tough it gets for restaurants. Do you ever have service industry personnel who end up feeling like they have to surrender their animal because they can't afford to hang on to them anymore?
We do get surrenders because of lack of time that they're able to commit to the animal, but we try to educate them in dog training, boarding if they need it. So we're open to help educate the public on keeping your animal at home rather than surrendering it.
Yeah. So, Guy, I wanted to ask you, how are things going so far with this particular event? Are you doing ticket sales online, correct?
For the First Bite?
Yes.
The First Bite, or tickets are available online. That is correct.
And so then the proceeds from First Bite are going to the Humane Society.
Absolutely.
Can you tell me how the Restaurant Week charity part is set up?
Well, Restaurant Week as a company, the Food Idea Group being the parent, just feels that we should always give some sort of tithing back to our community. It's very important for us to be able to kind of have that charity aspect of everything that we do. So this year we've chosen – we're working with the Humane Society Naples. And as a company, we give a percentage of what we make to them as well.
And then there's another part, Rachel, which you might be able to speak to, in which you're going to be having envelopes in certain restaurants when they give you the check?
Right. So during the actual Naples and Fort Myers Restaurant Week, we'll have remittance envelopes put in every check presenter at the restaurants that are participating during June 1st through the 14th.
Okay. So, and I wanted to, for people that aren't in the service industry, Raphael, I wanted you to maybe put some figures to it, maybe not actual hard numbers, but can you give me an example of what the summer slowdown does to our local restaurants, the seasonality?
Well, if you consider it like this, the population, especially – and we'll even talk directly of like Naples. The population in Naples, it rapidly increases during season. And in the summer, all those people go away. They go to their homes in the Northeast and Michigan, Midwest, where it's beautiful up there and we really have to deal in the pit of the summer. So – a lot of restaurants lay their servers off. They get less hours. Restaurants are ordering less food. And they really – although Southwest Florida itself is starting to turn into that full-time residency, it's not quite there yet. So having things like Southwest Florida, it gives us something to be proud about. It gives something for the restaurants to fill their staff for. So servers and they'll they do testimonies for us all the time that – Restaurant Week, yeah, maybe at a high-end restaurant, they're not making the same tip average, but they're doing more volume. And quite frankly, during that time of summer in the June, they're just happy to have tables in there just through the door.
Well, anything that can attract somebody into a restaurant in the summertime is kind of a good deal because it's just hard to get people out. And what your organization is doing is getting these restaurants. And how many restaurants do you have?
So for Restaurant Week, we have 44 restaurants in the Naples area. And then we're going to be announcing Fort Myers one in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. So, well, this is just Naples, but you're going to be expanding it now to Fort Myers?
Yeah, absolutely. So this year the Naples one is, you know, that's our flagship product. It's expanded us to Fort Myers. By the end of 2017, we'd like to be in Cape Coral. And then overall have a Southwest Florida Restaurant Week. Neighboring cities like Miami, they have Miami Spice that's 30 days long, and it's Restaurant Week. Orlando has
Magic, I think it's called.
Magic Kingdom.
Eating and, Magic or
yeah,
something.
It has something to do with that, but it's Restaurant Week. It just has its own name. And
Eating Magic. I wonder how that tastes.
And yeah, and that lasts 30 days long, and maybe that might be – we might be too soon for that, but definitely a two-week program like Restaurant Week, it's definitely been helpful. We found out
– So it's kind of Restaurant Weeks. It's 2 weeks.
It's actually 2 weeks. It's June 1st to the 14th, and we actually – we started off as an 11-day event, and we went to 14 days because the restaurants were calling us, and they're like, hey, we're so busy – from Restaurant Week that the day it ended, we saw the drop in business. So that really showed us like, you know, what we're doing actually works and it really means something to them because they're really our clients. They're really the product. If they're busy, we're busy. And if
– So they – when you, for example, say I'm, you know, like at Joe's, you know, Burger Shack and I'm going to be part of Restaurant Week, what do I do then as a restaurant? I need to put together a special menu for those 2 weeks?
Well, there is a certain criteria to actually be a part of Restaurant Week. Not that we really want to exclude anybody, but there has to be a formula that works best.
So Joe's Burger and Shake Shack that I'm going to open in a week is not going to –
Yeah, that quite wouldn't work out. Sorry.
That's not on par with, oh, Sea Salt, Marbatella.
Yeah. The magical allure of Restaurant Week really is that you can go to any one of these restaurants and for $35 or $25 this year too, we have expanded to allow – some of the great restaurants that do amazing food that just don't charge as much to come into our event and have a $25 menu. So the magic is that you can go to these restaurants and for $25 or $35 starting, you get to have this amazing three-course meal. Normally $35, $45, $55, $65 depending on what the restaurants are doing.
So it's kind of a discounted price. And do they all do a three-course deal?
They all do.
They all do three-course and that's including just the food.
Yeah, the reason we stick to the three-course is because it is a national event or it's a national concept that has their local level. Everyone across the country is familiar with the three-course menu. That's where it started from. If you go to Taste of DC or Bite of the Big Apple, the restaurant weeks in those cities, it's a three-course menu. Now the price, of course, alternates depending on the city, but $35 and $25 is what we have here in our market.
Yeah, so $35 and $25 is a far cry from what you would spend if you just went on in and had three courses at most of these restaurants.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, there's some restaurants that for, you know, bread and water is like $40. So, you know, we're very fortunate. And they like it too because the restaurant – if let's say you're a high caliber restaurant and we'll throw out Blue Provence out there because they're a great French restaurant in downtown Naples. If maybe when you're going out to eat, you have three places in your mind – that you're like, okay, I'm going to go here. I'm going to get a consistent meal every single time. So Restaurant Week for like Blue Provence, this comes on your as one of your choices because you've been here. So maybe you're not going to spend $200 on dinner, but because you taste them for Restaurant Week, you might come back for your anniversary, for your birthday. So the restaurants really testify that the business from Restaurant Week also happens after the event is over because people are coming back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been doing a lot of testimonials with our restaurants this year, and a lot of them are saying that they're seeing people come back or mentioning, hey, I came here for Restaurant Week. Now we're here for my anniversary, et cetera.
Yeah, it's just like a kind of like a test or a trial run for special occasion events.
Yeah, some restaurants even put together a special menu of new food and new items, and if it works well, they'll incorporate it into their menu. So as long as the restaurant is growing and progressing, moving forward, we're happy to help either way.
Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, it does actually help charity. So you selected the Naples Humane Society to be the beneficiary charity.
Well, they selected us because our company dogs are both from the Humane Society.
Yeah. We have two rescue dogs in the Humane Society. So and
we've worked with Rachel before. We've had the pleasure of working with the Humane Society at Bacon Fest Naples. Mm-hmm. So that's something that was – it was a real easy choice to kind of come this year and say, hey, who should our charity be? And good food, puppies, kittens. It's great.
It's hard not to feel good about that.
Right.
We are talking about Naples Restaurant Week and First Bites. Call in to share your thoughts at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we are at WGCU using the hashtag of GCL. And if you are interested in links to any of these events or any of the organizations that we're talking about, you can find them at wgcunews.org. So I wanted to ask you guys, can you give me an example of one of these menu items that you tried in recent years that stands out?
Oh, man. Oh, see, that's really tough.
That's so, picking a favorite, isn't it?
Last restaurant week during the winter, Raphael and I physically went to 26 restaurants, which is what we had last year, and ate every three-course menu and photographed it for our marketing.
I'm not
ashamed
about that.
Strictly for marketing.
I have no shame.
I have no shame.
This year it's a little harder, obviously, with 44 restaurants, but it's really tough to be able to pick one meal or one thing that stands out because I know I don't want to get any of the restaurants mad or anything.
So I'm going to ask also about the restaurants. I noticed that they're not all independent restaurants. Some of them are kind of corporate, not corporate, but larger corporations. Is there a reason that you wanted to include also corporate ones as well as independents?
Well, we definitely try to keep the corporate to a minimum. But we will say that, you know, in the concept of all boats rise when the tide comes in, the bigger corporate chains, they have marketing dollars that even as hard as we try, we can never compete with. And in other cities they're in, they're part of Restaurant Week. So we started getting the corporate chains to call us and say, hey, we want to be part of Restaurant Week. And we got into the idea that if there's people that are dining, let's say Capital Grill. That's a new restaurant for us this summer that it took them a while to come on board because they wanted to see what we can produce. And the people that are going to Capital Grill, they're looking at the NaplesRestaurantWeek.com menu. They're looking – or website. They're looking at the other restaurants and they're seeing the mom and pops. They're seeing the Martin Fiettos, the Tartine Tartelettes, the T. Michael's Steakhouses, these places that are family owned and operated. And they're going, you know what? I really like Capital Grill. It's really consistent. But if they're part of Restaurant Week, then they must be good. Let me go try them. Mm. So it's actually opened the doors for the smaller restaurants to compete in the big leagues, like we say.
Yeah, they're tough to compete with. But the people that work at the corporate ones are also
– are all local people. So
all local people.
And really – if the restaurants are busy, that means the food purveyors are busy. If the food purveyors are busy, that means the farmers are busy. And if people are coming in for Restaurant Week, that means the hotel industry is busy. So realistically, Restaurant Week is – it's much bigger than us. And we really – and I'll be honest with you. Me and Guy and I, we didn't start realizing that till recently how big this is and how much bigger of us it is. So we're pretty fortunate and very humbled by how things have moved forward.
And then the event in May is the sneak preview of everything that's going to be happening in June, correct?
That is correct.
And where is that going to be held?
It's going to be held at the Mercedes-Benz of Bonita Springs. They're actually our title sponsor of the event.
Oh, the new one down there?
Yeah. It's the second largest, I believe. Don't quote me. Second largest Mercedes-Benz in the country right now.
That's a big building. So, and Rachel, you'll be there. Are you going to be having any little sweet little puppies and kittens there for people to visit?
Of course.
It sounds like it's going to be a fun event, and it'll be really a big push for you right at the beginning of summer. What are some of the other events that you have coming up?
So coming up, of course, First Bite. Coming up tomorrow is actually an event at Lilly Pulitzer. They're doing a shop and share for us. On the 29th of April, we have a shred party at Iberia Bank. May 5th is our Cinco de Meow at Riptide Brewing Company.
Meow.
And on Sunday, May 7th, is a pet photo shoot fundraiser with A Gold Photo at Momentum Brewhouse.
I'm going to that.
You're hitting two breweries in the next month with cats.
We are.
Well, they're not physically hitting the breweries.
Well, going to them, yeah.
Right.
So Cinco de Meow. That sounds like it's going to be fun. So, and you have regular meetings around town called Paws Around Town. What's that about?
So Paws Around Town is actually our adoption mobile that we're able to take pets off-site. It's self-contained. It's air-conditioned. People are allowed to go on board and explore the animals there. And it's easier to take to events to showcase them.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to get them out there and in front of people because not everybody walks into your actual doors.
Right.
Right? I saw them once at 3rd Avenue Farmers Market.
Oh, we love that event.
Yeah, it's fun. And so Guy and Raphael, you said there are plans to expand Naples Restaurant Week into other parts of Southwest Florida. You're talking about Fort Myers?
Absolutely. So right now we are in the process of getting the Fort Myers restaurants on board. It is a different market. We understand that. But the event, you know, it, all over the country, it's in different markets. So we're looking to get the Fort Myers restaurants on board. We'd hope to have anywhere between 10 and 20 restaurants for our first edition there. Cape Coral is absolutely on our radar.
Cape Coral is really hopping with the restaurants.
We hear it all the time because we also have a group. It's a Facebook foodie group called Where to Eat 239. And there, we have about 8,000 members that talk about where is the hottest place to eat. And Cape Coral just keeps popping up.
All the time.
So we're super excited about that. And then after Cape Coral, it's kind of in our pipeline. What we want to have is South of Florida Restaurant Week from Sanibel to Marco and everything that tastes good in between.
Yeah, Sanibel would be great too.
Yeah.
There are a lot of wonderful restaurants out there. And they could use the summer boost too because they kind of get hit hard just like Naples does.
They do.
Yeah, and summer is really the obvious one. The one that people don't really understand is why do we have Restaurant Week in the winter edition? But it's because restaurants hire for Thanksgiving and for the holidays. But then after Thanksgiving, no one's dining out for food.
Leftovers.
People are eating leftovers. People are saving for Christmas. So then these restaurants have all these staff that they have nothing to do with. So they're losing hours. Their overhead's way too high. So Restaurant Week, it actually helps them be busy during a time where you really don't expect it.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you always think about the summer seasonality being so tough, but that is tough. They kind of ramp up in October, start doing some ordering, get their wine list set and get everything, you know, figured out. And then right after Thanksgiving, it really does kind of fall off there.
Yeah. Last year, we got really fortunate in the sense that Paradise Coast Tourism, we won an award called we were the innovative star of the year for our event for Restaurant Week. And the winning – I guess what helped us win that award was a server that said Restaurant Week happened to her and she was a server and she was able to make so much money before Christmas that she was able to get a lot more gifts for her kids. It's like those little things that we don't see, that little trickle-down effect that is so vital to the servers who are living here, they're renting here, they are – you know, they're the one that's funding the business down here. So that's really cool for us.
And even down to some of the farmers and the food purveyors have told us they see huge spikes during that restaurant week and prior to it because those chefs are ordering.
And these are times of year when it's usually just – there's not a whole lot. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you all for coming in. We're going to have to leave it there today because we've run out of time. But thank you so much for coming in, explaining a little bit about Restaurant Week's First Bite and also the Naples Humane Society. Guy Clark from Naples Restaurant Week, also Rafael Feliciano, and Rachel Johnson from Naples Humane Society. Thanks for coming in and talking with
us. Thanks, Julie.
Thank you.
Our show today was produced by Matthew Smith and directed by Richard Chin Kui. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm Julie Glenn. This is WGCU-FM Fort Myers, 90.1, WMKO Marco Island, 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida.